Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, February 3, 2025.
Putin's outrage over Auschwitz exclusion. Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed deep outrage over Russia's exclusion from the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz in Poland. He emphasized the vital role Soviet troops played in freeing Auschwitz and other Nazi death camps during World War II. Putin called the decision to omit Russian representatives shameful, insisting that at least the families of the soldiers should have been honored. The event was attended by several world leaders, including German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This absence highlights ongoing international conflicts stemming from Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Putin's remarks raise important questions about historical memory, as over 1.1 million people, primarily Jews, lost their lives at Auschwitz during the Holocaust. Meanwhile, the International Criminal Court has issued a warrant for Putin's arrest over allegations of war crimes, complicating Russia's standing on the global stage. What does this exclusion reveal about today's political landscape?
Trump's tariffs and their impact. President Donald Trump has made a bold move by announcing major tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China, starting early on February 3, 2025. These tariffs include a hefty 25% tax on goods from Canada and Mexico, and a 10% tax on imports from China. This decision raises questions about the consequences for the U.S. economy, with experts warning it could slow growth by about 1.5 percentage points this year. In response, Canada plans to impose tariffs on $155 billion worth of U.S. goods, while Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum emphasizes that the solution to the fentanyl crisis goes beyond tariffs. China is also preparing to challenge these tariffs at the World Trade Organization. The announcement has already shaken financial markets, with oil prices rising sharply and stock market futures taking a hit. Critics argue these tariffs could lead to higher prices for American consumers, while supporters within the Republican Party see them as vital for protecting U.S. interests. As the situation unfolds, the uncertainty surrounding these tariffs continues to impact the economy, leaving many wondering what comes next.
Senate vote on Kennedy's nomination for Health Secretary. On February 2, 2025, a U.S. Senate committee will decide on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees more than $3 trillion in healthcare spending. This vote has ignited heated debates, particularly because of Kennedy's controversial views on vaccines. During recent hearings, Senate Democrats accused him of having connections to the anti-vaccine movement and spreading claims that damage trust in vital medicines. Kennedy has denied these accusations. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy has expressed concerns about Kennedy's stance on vaccines, highlighting divisions within the Republican Party. Interestingly, Representative Clay Higgins from Louisiana supports Kennedy, suggesting his confirmation is likely despite Cassidy's worries. This vote could significantly impact how millions of Americans access healthcare, especially regarding vaccine distribution and trust in health agencies. Understanding the role of the Department of Health and Human Services is essential, as it shapes health policies that affect us all.
Israeli military operation in Jenin. On February 2, 2025, the Israeli military launched a major operation in the Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank. This action involved the destruction of around 20 buildings, with reports of intense explosions in the area. The military aimed to target Palestinian militant fighters and seize weapons, claiming to have dismantled 23 structures since the operation began on January 21, shortly after a ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has called for U.S. intervention and an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to address what he describes as ongoing Israeli hostility. The operation has led to significant losses, with at least 25 Palestinians reported dead, including armed group members and civilians. Meanwhile, the Israeli military claims to have killed at least 35 militants and detained over 100 individuals. This situation in Jenin reflects the broader Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which has deep historical roots and continues to impact millions in the region, raising international concern.
India's cryptocurrency regulatory review. India is taking a fresh look at its cryptocurrency regulations, a decision announced on February 2, 2025. This review comes as countries around the world shift their views on digital assets. Ajay Seth, the Economic Affairs Secretary, pointed out that this move follows recent pro-crypto policies from the United States, where the government, under President Donald Trump, is working to regulate cryptocurrencies and explore a national cryptocurrency stockpile. This review could delay the release of a discussion paper on cryptocurrencies that was set for September 2024. Seth emphasized that cryptocurrencies know no borders, highlighting the need for India to align with global trends. In December 2023, India's Financial Intelligence Unit issued notices to 9 offshore cryptocurrency exchanges for failing to comply with local rules, showing the government's ongoing scrutiny of the market. In June 2024, Binance, the largest cryptocurrency exchange globally, faced a fine of about 188 million Indian rupees, or approximately $2.25 million, for not following local regulations. Despite a tough regulatory environment, many Indians are investing heavily in cryptocurrencies. The evolving landscape suggests a potential shift toward allowing private digital currencies, although this contrasts with the Reserve Bank of India's view of such currencies as a macroeconomic risk. Investors and exchanges in India are closely watching these developments, as they could significantly shape the future of digital assets in the country.
Australia takes action against online extremism. Australia has taken a bold step by imposing sanctions on the extreme right-wing online network known as Telegram. This move aims to combat the alarming rise in anti-Semitism and online extremism. Foreign Minister Penny Wong announced that participating in Telegram will now be a criminal offense, protecting vulnerable communities, especially the over 100,000 Jewish individuals in Australia. The government is also targeting other far-right groups, like the National Socialist Order and the Russian Imperial Movement, as part of its efforts to stop funding for terrorism. The increase in anti-Semitism has been linked to rising violence, particularly since the Israel-Gaza conflict began in October 2023. By taking these actions, Australia is committed to ensuring public safety and fostering social harmony while preventing young people from being drawn into extremist ideologies.
Protests in Berlin against immigration laws. On February 2, 2025, a powerful wave of dissent swept through Berlin, Germany, as thousands gathered at the iconic Brandenburg Gate to protest proposed immigration laws. Around 160,000 voices united against the Conservative Party's policies and the far-right Alternative for Germany, known as AfD. Friedrich Merz, leader of the Christian Democratic Union, introduced a draft bill aimed at limiting immigration, sparking a big debate due to its potential ties with the AfD, a party under scrutiny for its extreme views. While recent polls show that about two-thirds of Germans support stricter immigration rules, the protests revealed a strong resistance to these proposed changes. Chancellor Olaf Scholz, leader of the Social Democrats, along with the Green Party, condemned the measures, arguing they could threaten community safety and violate European law. These protests are part of a larger movement across cities like Hamburg, Stuttgart, and Leipzig, highlighting a tense political environment where immigration policies are at the forefront of public discussion. The outcome of these demonstrations could shape Germany's political future and its approach to immigration.
FBI orders staff to reveal roles in January 6 investigations. The FBI has ordered its employees to disclose their roles in the January 6, 2021, attack on the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. This shocking event, led by supporters of former President Trump, has resulted in serious political and legal consequences. Staff must submit their job titles and details of their involvement by 3 p.m. Eastern Time next Monday. This directive follows the recent firing of 8 senior officials by Acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove, raising concerns among FBI employees about a potential purge of those linked to the investigations. The ongoing inquiries challenge public trust in law enforcement agencies. Critics warn that actions from Trump's team could undermine the independence of the FBI and the Justice Department. As tensions rise in American politics, the outcomes of these investigations could reshape the future of law enforcement and democracy itself. What does this mean for public trust in our institutions?
UK Prime Minister calls for European unity against Russia. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer recently visited Brussels, Belgium, urging European nations to unite against the ongoing threat from Russia and its leader, President Vladimir Putin. This meeting is historic, as it's the first time a UK leader has engaged with the 27 member states of the European Union since Brexit. Starmer highlighted the need for allies to increase pressure on Russia, especially by targeting its energy revenues and military suppliers. The geopolitical landscape has shifted dramatically since the UK voted to leave the EU in 2016. Starmer's government aims to rebuild ties with European partners to enhance security and trade, especially in light of the conflict in Ukraine. His discussions with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte will focus on strategies to strengthen security across Europe. As the UK navigates its post-Brexit identity, this visit marks a crucial moment for its role in European security, with lasting implications for UK-EU relations and the broader geopolitical scene.
CDC's controversial decision amid political pressure. On February 2, 2025, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, made a shocking move by withdrawing all scientific papers currently under review by external journals. This decision is part of a broader review initiated by the Trump administration, which seeks to enforce a policy recognizing only two genders, male and female. Public health experts are alarmed, fearing this could weaken efforts to address critical health issues, especially for vulnerable populations affected by HIV and other diseases. Carl Schmid, executive director of the HIV plus Hepatitis Policy Institute, warned that ignoring these groups could harm prevention and treatment efforts. Prominent journal editors, including Dr. Alfredo Morabia from the American Journal of Public Health, have raised legal concerns about the CDC's actions. Dr. Carlos Del Rio criticized the halt on publications, stating it poses risks to public health. This situation underscores the ongoing struggle between scientific integrity and political influence in the U.S., particularly regarding gender identity and health communications.
OpenAI unveils Deep Research AI tool. OpenAI has just launched an exciting new AI tool called Deep Research, aimed at transforming how we conduct research. Announced on February 3, 2025, this innovative tool uses the OpenAI O3 model to help users quickly find, analyze, and combine information from various online sources, including text, images, and PDFs. Imagine completing hours of research in just minutes. Following the earlier release of Operator, which helps with tasks like to-do lists and vacation planning, Deep Research promises to make research tasks faster and more efficient. However, OpenAI acknowledges that the tool is still developing and may struggle to tell credible information from rumors. As AI technology continues to rise, it raises important questions about its impact on research jobs and ethical decision-making. This tool could significantly change how we approach complex tasks in education, business, and beyond.
Ghana's call for infrastructure investment. Ghanaian President John Dramani Mahama is urging increased funding for infrastructure to support the African Continental Free Trade Area, or AFCFTA. Speaking in Accra on February 2, 2025, he emphasized that strong facilities are essential for unlocking Africa's vast economic potential. By investing in roads, railways, and digital networks, Africa could access a huge market. Mahama called on governments to partner with the private sector to boost production and trade. The AFCFTA aims to create a single market for goods and services, reducing tariffs and enhancing cooperation. He also highlighted the need for better access to finance for small businesses and job training for the youth. Ghana plays a crucial role in these discussions, hosting events that promote trade and development. This push for infrastructure is about building a foundation for long-term growth that benefits all African nations.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News.
News summary brought to you by AI.